Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
There are plenty of proposed laws and ongoing international negotiations trying to address rapid climate change. But for some kids, the adults are moving way too slowly.
What do we want?
Stop global warming!
When do we want it?
Now!
Says who?
I do!
One chronicler of the youth movement to fight climate disruption is Lynn Cherry, author of How We Know What We Know About Climate Change. She's been interviewing young activists and recording them on video to give their voices a broader reach.
When kids speak out, it really gets to your heart. I've been showing these. They're just 3.5-minute shorts that we have right now. And people, they get tears in their eyes. They really get choked up because they care about their kids. And the kids are basically fighting for their future.
My name is Alec Lures. I'm 13 years old. I'm in 8th grade, and I go to Ventura Charter School.
I never knew about climate change at all until I saw Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth.
Kids are the ones who will be most affected by global warming. By the time we're middle-aged, climate change will be a huge crisis if nothing is done today to help us.
So tell me about Alec Lures. What is he doing to make a difference about climate change?
Alec's come up with several projects. One is his SLAP project, Sea Level Awareness Project, and he's been, with his group, they've been putting sea level awareness posts all around Ventura, coastal Ventura, to show with each degree of warming where the sea level will be. Alec also has a Declaration of Independence from fossil fuel.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to rid themselves of an energy system that has been found to threaten their lives and liberties. It is only decent that they should declare the causes of separation from the usage of fossil fuels.
It's going to be on the website of the Alliance for Climate Education, and it's a sign-on campaign. So kids all around the world will be able to sign this Declaration of Independence.
Now, there are a number of cities and towns around the country who have tried to ban plastic bags. And in Santa Monica, there's a group of kids called Team Marine who took up the issues themselves. And, here's a clip from one of them.
I myself, as a teenager using reusable bags at a grocery store, I get looked at a lot because I'm a teenager, you know what I mean? Teenagers don't really use reusable bags, you know, it's not cool. But I mean, I think it's cool and definitely everyone can do it.
So what other ideas do they come up along with, reusable bags to combat the use of plastic bags? And how did they persuade the city to impose a ban?
Well, Evelina in that same film says that 14 plastic bags is the equivalent of driving 1 mile. And also, they did research. They actually counted the number of plastic bags that they found on the beach, in trees, along roadsides. It was like collecting scientific data about the effects of trash on the ecosystem. And so they took this study they did, and they presented that.
At some point in this, I'm guessing you asked the kids why it is so hard for adults to get this.
The kids think that the adults just don't want to change their ways, but they also realize that a lot of adults are limited by the amount of time they have in their day. And so the kids are taking it upon themselves. One of these kids, Shannon McComb, she says, "If you adults won't do something about climate change, then we kids are going to take the reins." That really is the sentiment of most of these kids. Some of these kids say, "You adults don't have that much time left on this planet. You know, we're very old to them." They think that their whole future is ahead of them, and they really care very much about saving the Earth for themselves and for their children.
I don't want to sound cynical, but, you know, typically teenagers don't much care about the future. I mean, if you tell them that their book report is due next week, they'll say, oh, yeah, and they'll get on the skateboard or head off to the beach. Typically, they're in the now.
Well, I think the reason that kids aren't really doing anything is because they think they can't. The messages that they get from the media is that there's nothing you can do about this. This problem's too big for anyone to solve. But once these kids start doing something, they find that action is the antidote to fear and demoralization. And they find that they're succeeding beyond their wildest dreams. There's one girl in the movie, Erica Fernandez, who was actually successful in organizing 1,000 people in her community and stopping a liquefied natural gas plant from being built off the coast of Oxnard, California.
Being involved and step in this company, it gave to the youth a lot of confidence. And I personally can say that it gave me that power to believe that I could make a difference.
So there's more to life than the video game.
Yeah, I think that these kinds of projects really do give the kids' lives meaning. It's really exciting for them to find that their voices are important. Like in the movie, Alex says, kids have power. Kids can make a difference.
Lynn Cherry is an author, illustrator, and environmental activist. Her movie shorts are playing right now at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. And for a link to her new website, you can go to ours, loe.org. Lynn, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.